Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. The first week of May is upon us, and that means we have a lot to celebrate, like changing seasons, increased sunlight. Unless, of course, you're one of my Southern Hemisphere listeners, and then we're sorry we're stealing your sunlight. But it's a great time as we transition from spring to summer here in the United States. I've been thinking a lot about summer, as I am sure you have, mainly because I'm excitedly waiting for the arrival of my favorite person in the whole world. You see, each year for the last 25 years, I get to be with someone for 45 solid days of almost pure joy. This person is carefree, sleeps in, almost entirely stressless, completely relaxed, likes to stay up late, go out to eat, and is very agreeable. I love my time with them every summer because I watch as this person fills their tank and re-energizes, revitalizes, and invests in themselves so that they can go off and continue to serve and do great things for a lot of people. Who is this person? Well, it's my wife, Summer Megan. You see, she has two gears, teacher gear and summer gear. I love them both. And year after year, I watch as my wife, a seventh grade language arts teacher and social studies teacher, I watch her pour herself into her students. And it brings us all great joy when she comes home with stories of her kids, the things she has improved or learned about her practices, and how much she has dedicated everything to collaborating for her students and with her colleagues. She has been such a role model that both of our children want to be teachers. Our son is studying for it now as he ends his freshman year of college, and our daughter has told us that she wants to be a teacher as well. I guess it's the family business. But they are inspired by the energy they see their mom put into her profession. Yet I have also felt a very strong pride for her, as well as a significant concern for her and all teachers this past year, which is why I'm excited about this episode. I need you to really reflect on the amazing things that teachers, educators, and entire school staffs have done this year, and heck, every year. And this year, well, the combination of 2020 and 2021 has been an extraordinary year for so many reasons, but mostly because learning has now been deemed a natural resource, something we cannot live without. Through all of the things that occurred during the pandemic, the one thing that was constant was learning. The opportunity to be educated online, blended, or in person. The opportunity to grow and the chance for a teacher to be in front of a child through it all. There were a lot of other things that were canceled or banned. Concerts, restaurants, all of these things. But learning? Learning continued. And at the very least, the opportunity to continue to learn sustained through it all. Before I review and explain how extraordinary teachers have been this past year, I want to share with you some data that you may not ever have thought of. Have you ever thought of how many teachers are in the United States? I mean, how many do you think live in the United States? Well, to help you think this through, let's look at some other statistics and numbers to help you frame the mass amount of people who've dedicated their lives to teaching children and framing the future. The United States has 1.1 million firefighters. We have 1.3 million active members of the military. We have 1.3 million realtors right now who are selling houses like crazy. I want you to think of this. In 1776, the population of the United States was 2.5 million people. Today, there are 2.6 million people who live in Chicago. The population of Utah, a state, is 3.2 million. And the country, Uruguay, in South America, has 3.4 million people. Now, think of that, all of those big numbers. Now I want you to think about this. There are 3.7 million teachers in the United States. So with those numbers in mind, think about this. There are 3.7 million teachers in the United States. That is a lot of women and men who are every single day going out to support the learning of our future children at every level of education. During this pandemic, they were doing things well beyond what they were expecting when they went into the teaching profession. The speed of change, adoption of new skills, and flexibility demonstrated by teachers was simply profound. We're talking about people who are in an ordinarily very stable profession. Suddenly, changing standards and practices became the norm, and switching from classroom instruction to online, then back to in-person, those are things never before thought of. Never constant worrying about kids not engaged online and needing to learn in an unpredictable world, where each day kids were coming to school reflecting the emotions of their families and guardians, the media, and worrying all around them. Never thinking that as a teacher they would be attacked politically, be held responsible for the health and wellness of children as if they were certified healthcare professionals. Never in a million years would any of them have thought that they would come to work and be anxious every time someone knocked on the door because it likely meant that a child had been exposed, was positive, or the entire class would need to be quarantined, or get a call late at night or on the weekend and have to figure out the exposure puzzle and then inform an unhappy parent that their kid was 6 feet too close to a positive person who was probably their friend, only to have that parent shout at them and blame them as if they themselves introduced the virus to the planet. Or listen as a parent cries because they cannot afford to stay home with their child and be quarantined because they need to go to work. Never did they think they'd be up all night trying to learn new platforms so they'd be ready by tomorrow, or read an email before going to bed that a colleague was in the ICU, or that tomorrow was canceled entirely and all the things they had worked on all evening would once again have to be redone because the world was just constantly shifting. Now, what did we learn through all this? Well, honestly, we learned our teachers that, well, it doesn't seem to matter what hits them because they proved overwhelmingly that they're just flat out awesome. While there are a handful of examples of weird dust-ups, do not let that get in the way of some simple facts. Teachers, they showed up. The American child learned. People shifted their appreciation for what teachers do. Teachers changed their practices. Children actually missed going to school and being in school. We learned that the American family has very core needs: water, food, a roof, money, and that their children learn. Everyone demanded that the schools be available for their child or grandchild to ensure there was learning. Everyone wanted the kids to be growing their skills and not missing a year. Many teachers put themselves in harm's way when schools opened and welcomed back kids calmly. Not only did we transform classrooms so that children could go into them, we also shifted learning modalities so that kids could stay home safely, yet still be in the school learning. We learned that teachers could build relationships in new ways. We were welcomed into children's homes. We met their pets and we saw their bedrooms and their parents in the middle of the class. We saw for the first time the other side of the student's equation. We saw where they learned and lived. We learned to say things like, "Please pull up your mask," and, "Excuse me, but turn on your camera." Teachers this past year went into environments without knowing if they were going to stay healthy. Many became ill, and some are no longer able to teach or be with us. But you know what keeps happening? Kids. Kids kept learning. They keep learning, and they have the opportunity to learn, and the 3.7 million teachers all over the United States just kept on at it. Some in urban settings, some in suburban, and some in rural. Teachers did crazy things like get on school buses, delivering materials to homes that didn't have broadband. Teachers delivered homework to homes in the city. Teachers not resting, growing anxious about things they never knew existed before. Teachers coming together in new ways, and all for one thing: to keep children learning. I mean, seriously, if there was ever a 12-month period of time to stop and take a moment to celebrate a profession, well, it's this week, because this week is Teacher Appreciation Week. Now, the single greatest motivator for people who work with children is very simply a compliment, a note, a shout out. Almost every teacher I know just wants to know that you know that they're getting it done. The best teachers are humble. They're embarrassed by praise and are fueled by seeing kids learn and grow socially, academically, and emotionally. But teachers are like anyone. They just need to be seen for who they are and what they do. Let me give you another example of the selflessness of teachers. On average, every teacher in the United States spends about $750 a year on supplies for their own classroom. That is $2.6 billion on our children spent privately by teachers from their own pockets. Another way to look at this is if they spent that same amount every year over the course of their career, they'll spend nearly $22,500 on kids. That was my total salary my first year of teaching in the mid-90s. And even now today, you can buy a brand new 2021 Honda Civic for that much money. That is dedication. And that comes from two places. Teachers are filled with two qualities that many people overlook: empathy and love. Love of learning, love of kids, and love of their topic. Every teacher carries a little bit of a child with them everywhere they go forever. And teachers are masters of understanding what it is that the child in front of them needs and is facing. In life, there are very specific certainties, and now we know that one of them is school. Through this all, if we learned anything, it was this. We expect, no matter what is going on, that our children have the fundamental right to continue to learn and grow. We all want children to excel in life, and we all want them to be remarkable when they grow up. And in order for that to happen, we need to have teachers in front of them. So this week, let's each take a minute to thank those who dedicate themselves, their emotions, their hearts, and their resources to people who are basically strangers on the first day of school when they meet them. But then, after a full school year, well, that teacher can tell you almost everything they know about that kid and everyone they've ever worked with and all the things that you and I would be astounded by because teachers really get it. Teachers and those that work in schools, well, they deserve the highest praise and recognition this year, and frankly, every year. In 2021, a teacher is trained to support and understand mental health, develop an environment that encourages tolerance and acceptance for all, is safe from violence, and they are actually trained in emergency processes for active shooters, violence in school, and fires. They are trained to recognize the signs for human trafficking. They are taught about drug abuse and physical abuse. And on top of all that, they console children, feed them, clothe them, support them, love them. And when that is all done, they support their learning by preparing lessons that allow them to engage in learning and maybe forget about all the things they're facing in the outside world. Now, if that didn't give you enough of a reason to appreciate teachers this week, I have one more. All the teachers who invested in you. Reflect for a moment. You didn't teach yourself to read, add, or inquire. You didn't encourage yourself every single day. Teachers did. And that is the most basic reason for you to take time this week to reinforce in the current 3.7 million professional educators that are out there that they are amazing, dedicated, courageous, beautiful, loving, caring, empathetic, perseverant, and tenacious. And they do all that because they dedicated themselves to ensure that the future is better than today. And I can guarantee you that this past year's Herculean lift by our teachers is going to make our future incredibly bright. So let's do some smart thinking. Describe how you can reinforce to educators their contributions and values. List teachers who made a difference in your life. And develop a process to routinely recognize the impact that others have on you and those you love and serve. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening, and please make certain to share this episode with others, especially parents and families who need to hear how much our teachers do every day. Also, thank you to the Well Pennies for their great music. One of my daughter's teachers, Miss Higgins, listens to the Well Pennies in her art class on occasion, and it brings Grace great joy each time she hears them at school. And finally, a message to teachers from me. Thank you. So many of you buffaloed through this past year. Not every day, because there were days where it was simply impossible. But most days, and for that, I'm grateful. Having been a kid who was profoundly impacted by teachers, it is so critical for you to recognize that while this past year had too many mornings and afternoons where you had to pivot, there are an awful lot of little people in the world who need you, and you were there for them. Please don't, for a minute think that this profession is not worth it. This was all temporary. And next year we'll be back to complaining about the new math curriculum, the new behavior program, or the weird ideas the principal got from a conference she attended with me leading it. And for that, I can't wait. However, teachers, you are revered in ways you'll never know. You're making a difference every minute of the day. I know this because I am a father who sees it. I'm a colleague who views it. And I am a person who watches as children flow through the halls like blood through the veins of our future. And there is only one thing that makes that blood flow: a strong and beating heart. And for schools, the teachers and staff are that heart, beating strong, moving kids, and growing our future. Teachers, you are loved, valued, and this week and every week, you are appreciated. Welcome.